AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden is set to mark D-Day's 80th anniversary in France as Western alliances face threats both at home and abroad.
The president will visit Normandy amid the deadliest fighting in Europe since World War II, with allies trying to turn the tide of Russia's war in Ukraine. On Friday, the president will speak at Pointe du Hoc.
A 100-foot-tall cliff that Army Rangers scaled under gunfire to take fortified German positions.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president will hail men who put country first and will warn against isolationism.
If we bow to dictators, fail to stand up to them, they keep going.
80 years after D-Day,
we see dictators once again attempting to challenge the order, attempting to march in Europe.
The president's looking to show steadfast support for European security, while some allies fear Donald Trump threatens to upend American commitments if he wins the White House again. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senator Mike Rounds is confirming Ukraine has carried out strikes inside Russia using U.S. weapons. U.S. officials say they're tracking Russian warships headed to the Caribbean. Hunter Biden's ex-wife and a former girlfriend testified in his federal gun trial about finding his crack pipes and other drug paraphernalia. And YouTube's changing its rules to protect its youngest users from potentially harmful firearm videos.
Starting later this month, it will prohibit videos that demonstrate how to remove safety devices. Videos showing homemade guns, automatic weapons, and certain firearm accessories like silencers will be restricted to users 18 and older. Last year, researchers found YouTube was automatically recommending graphic videos of gun violence to young users, despite the platform's own rules which ban gory content. Critics say the new rules won't mean much if they're not effectively enforced by YouTube. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Boeing Starliner, with astronauts aboard, is set to dock at the International Space Station Thursday. Julie Walker has a report.
It was all systems go Wednesday for Boeing's Starliner.
And liftoff of Starliner.
The commercial shuttle with two NASA astronauts will dock Thursday at the International Space Station, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
This is another milestone in this extraordinary history of NASA.
Tori Bruno with United Launch Alliance, which had to scrub Saturday's liftoff because of a faulty power unit in one of the computers, says they are proud to join the human spaceflight community.
You know, I'm coming up on 450 personal launches. Pretty sure I'd seen everything. But I have to tell you, there is absolutely nothing like this.
With Starliner's flight, Boeing now joins SpaceX in the business of shuttling NASA astronauts. I'm Julie Walker.
Thank you, Julie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Hey there. Are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here, and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff, right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.